And welcome back again. You're listening to Get On To It, starring Don Williams. We're live from Regis Suites in Peoria, Arizona. Special guest Pam, the matchmaker. I did have that question, and I forgot what you said at the end. Can you give us a sample sexual question that you do ask?
You know what? It's open-ended, and it depends on the client. I mean, some people, but no, that's something we talk about when I interview people.
Okay.
Very personal.
So it's probably more qualitative.
It's very important, though. It's very, very important. It's a very important topic to discuss. And again, women they think a lot like men do. So don't think that women don't think like you do.
Interesting.
All right. So, you kind of did a breeze through of, you know, kind of what you offer men. And you said it's somewhat similar for women, too. You have the idea of helping them fit their clothes better and whatnot for men. What do you do for women that's kind of like particular for women? What do you mean?
A lot of the women that come in to me are already, you know, they don't need any image consulting or they don't need their photos, that kind of stuff. But it's more or less, which I do offer, though, because some of them may have been married and, you know, they haven't, you know, all these years and they haven't taken, and they recently got divorced and they haven't taken time out to concentrate on me, I should say, kind of thing. So it's more about, I do the same. I do the image consulting and photos and things like that if they'd like, but it's more about the inner things too, with dating and with women, you know, being open and not having the prejudging before they come in. And should I say men haters? because they already are happy coming in to me because they were referred by somebody that was happy. So I usually get, you know, positive energy walking in that door. But they do bring their baggage along, and I try to do more of the inside image consulting than I do outside a lot of times with women. Where men a lot of times don't physically take care of themselves as much as the women do, because nowadays it's like women are, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yep.
What about age? What do you find in your interviews, like women as opposed to men, on their range of age they're willing or acceptable to them to go out with?
Well, that's another really great question, and I find it hilarious because men will always write on paper they want much younger, and women do too.
Do they?
You guys forget. and if you put men and women in a room together, nowadays, you know, a 50-year-old woman is looking in her 30s. I mean, women take extremely good care of themselves. Yeah. And I have private introduction parties where I have all age ranges, and I'll have guys in there, and they'll be more attracted to the woman that's 10 years older than the other woman, not knowing her age. But it all has to do with, you know, younger you are. The younger clientele that I have, too, you know, they're going to be wanting children and whatnot, so I have to be in that age range. If you go too far, if I have a, you know, 60-year-old man that comes in my database saying that he wants to date, you know, only 40-year-olds, sorry, I'm not, I mean, age is a number. It doesn't matter. It's chemistry, chemistry, chemistry.
I thought
chemistry,
you were going to say 20. What's wrong with 40?
Yeah. No, but, it's I think it's an ego thing with men, too, more. But I laugh because things, if you only knew, you don't know your competition out there. These women are getting asked out by younger men and marrying younger men all day long. And, you know, these men are financially secure. They're this, this, and this. So I think people automatically in their head think the exact opposite of what it really should be. Again, it all boils down. I don't even say age. When I go to introduce somebody, it's all about the chem. I'm looking for you to fall in love with somebody and have that chemistry connection, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help it. But yes, you have to feel age. You have chronological age and biological age, and they're completely different. It's how you feel and how you look.
That's a good point.
But yes, men are. I mean, it's an ego thing. They're constant, but constantly saying, "Well, how old is she?" It doesn't matter. I mean, it has to do with the chemistry, unless you're having babies.
So, when it comes to after the date, what are some of the challenges that are found with women? that you have? You know, you said a number of things that men have hang-ups and issues and challenges with. What kind of challenges do women have that you have to kind of help them curb some of their issues?
Women are notorious for canceling dates or being late or doing things like that, and I have issues with that, and they expect that for the man to understand. Men are much more available, and again, it goes back to that women where the women feel like the guy's coming on too strong, when in reality the woman has to be more available, and she has to, showing her interest to the man, because I represent a lot of beautiful women too, and they're used to the same thing goes, men putting up with things, I should say, and
yeah.
I have to get them back in reality.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
You have a lot of competition out there, it's like, you have to play your part.
Yeah. The guy you want may not give you the attention that you normally get by somebody who likes you just for your physical looks. You might have to show a lot more of your inside and your emotion to actually connect with the guy you really want to be with. You're not used to doing that type of thing.
Right. Correct.
Now, let me ask you. You mentioned women cancel dates more than men. What are some of the reasons? Why would they cancel a date?
Unless their dog died or, something real serious, I have a, one strike and you're out almost, a rule in my database, because that shows how serious they are. Even when they do like a man, I don't know whether it's like they had a pimple on their face that day or what it is. Sometimes they cancel dates. Men will, they can be in the hospital and, they're just getting, released, and they'll still go out that night. Where a woman might have a cold, and she just can't make it that night. I don't know. I'm still trying to get to the bottom of that. I don't get it. But
wow, that's interesting. We only have a few minutes left. I want to throw one thing out, and then if you'd like, we get contact information so people know where they can get in touch with you. Poems. How does that go over with women?
What, poems? Like writing a poem?
Yeah.
Well, again, that's a love language thing, If it's words of affirmation, some women are going to love that romantic side to a man. You're talking about poems, like writing, correct?
Yeah.
That's, again, I that's where a matchmaker comes in. I'm going to let you know what kind of a girl she is, what kind of thing. But I think in general, that's romantic. A woman would love that. On the first or second introduction, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the second introduction, I should be right.
A lot of the Hollywood TV entertainment type stuff that's put out there, they sort of compress something that should take a month in like 15 minutes. And that really throws people off as to how to really handle things, Being so quick to come in with flowers and so forth and so on can really be like, the woman's like, why is he so serious? I just met him.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Totally.
And the thing is, let's just say you go out on an introduction and the first date is, it's supposed to be like a 2-hour date and it ends up being a 12-hour date and you both come back and you're crazy about each other and it's like, oh my God. I still don't say send flowers that next day. Go on another date.
Yeah.
And then send so there are exceptions where somebody does send the flowers on after the second date.
Rather than the flowers, get a room. That's what I'm going to say.
Or get a room, yeah. I laugh on this because I've had people come back and say, we didn't tell you this. The man will always be the one to say it, like they give me too much information probably. And the woman, doesn't say a word. And I find out, after they got married, it's like, we got involved right away. But again, I say to hold off if you can, as a rule.
Makes sense. And wow, can you believe it? Pam and Don, we're at the end of the show. This is Zip By. I'd love to go on for months and months. There's so many interesting topics, but would you like to give any contact information out, or how does that work?
Is it best to contact me to get through you, Pam, or?
Let me end this on this note. There's hundreds of online dating introduction services, and I'm really, really proud that I get to perform my magic, I'll call it, with my personal connections and I call it almost a secret club. I do nothing on the internet. It's by invitation only. So if anybody is interested in you know, contacting me, Don, I would prefer that they give you the information, or they give me their email. They give you their email and
go through their
contact information. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
That works. Yeah. So they contact me, and we go through me, and I vet them out to see, you know, who they are before I pass them on to you, because we want to make sure that you have quality people in your service.
So what is your contact information, Mr.
My Don? Contact information, 216-496-9494. And the email is Don, D-O-N, at getontoit, G-E-T-O-N, the number 2, IT.com.
Wow, this has been great.
I am located, my office, I've been there 6 years, is in the Kierland Corporate Center in, like, right by Scottsdale Park, or Scottsdale Quarters.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
So
nice location.
I would, once I talk to somebody, I would schedule an interview and they could come into my office.
Well, Pam, thank you so much. You have great insights. It was a lot of fun. I'd love to do this again. And Don, thank you. And this has been great.
Yeah, we enjoy it. And I appreciate you giving out busy time that we have this conversation. I know we tried to connect once before. And for the audience, I mean, you're just so busy doing your thing. It is a gift for us to be able to have some of your precious time to be able to share what it is that you enjoy sharing with others.
Yeah, and then I'm also going to say I'm not sure if Dave or Greg is single, but I'm sprinkling magic love dust over the phone lines. Right
well,
now.
I'm married, but all of a sudden I have visions of other women.
It's for your wife. So,
Well, she has visions of other men.
No. I always say I'm sprinkling magic love dust on people that are even married and happy, because
excellent.
You have to believe to receive, and it's what's inside your mind that creates our reality.
I totally agree. You are delightful, Pam. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than
have
welcome.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right.
Oh, Don, that was fabulous. This was a great show. And then, I don't know what to say, but this ends our hour. Contact information, again, Mr. Don Williams.
Phone number, 216-496-9494. Email address, don@getontoit.com, D-E-T-O-N, number 2, IT.com. And visit the website, getontoit.com.
All right, Don, we'll see you next month. And thank you, everyone. And thank you, Pam. And
thank
everyone,
you.
You're welcome. Have a great week.